Next patient is Elba Colon. Clinical case of Elba Colon. The last name is C-O-L-O-N. First name E-L-B, like in boy, A like in alpha. Clinical case of a 75-year-old Hispanic female that is following this practice because of the chronic kidney disease stage B. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been well controlled, arterial hypertension that is under control, secondhand smoking, and the aging process, period. The patient has evidence of a cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction between 30 and 40%. The patient has also a evidence of AICD implantation and because of the cardiac arrhythmia, the patient has been anticoagulated with Xarelto. Period. The patient has the CKD3B also related to cardiorenal syndrome. Period. The patient has been admitted to the hospital once plus two emergency room visits because of shortness of breath. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus type 2 that is under control. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has obesity, but it shows that she has lost more than 10 pounds from the admissions to the hospital, feeling short of breath. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. Following number, history of Hodgkin's lymphoma that it was diagnosed and treated 14 years ago. Following number, nephrolithiasis that is in remission. A lengthy talk was carried with the patient explaining the pathophysiology of her congestive heart failure, period. I doubt that this patient had a pneumonia. The problem is related to the fact that she didn't understand what was happening to her. We explained the reason for the fluid retention. We explained the reason for her to change drastically the lifestyle, staying in a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction of no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours. We are also asking the patient to avoid processed foods in order to avoid toxicity and improve the general condition. The patient is committed to change her lifestyle. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup paragraph. We invested 12 minutes of the time checking the history of the admission that was in December and the subsequent ER visits. In the face-to-face and physical examination and discussion of the changes in the lifestyle, 25 minutes, and then the documentation, 8 minutes.